Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting squad. Karen, we're talking about the shutdown. And I think one thing that's interesting perhaps to people in Maryland is who, if anybody, is for this, and maybe nobody is for it, including the most conservative member of the congressional delegation, is Andy Harris.
Yeah, our only actually Republican member of the congressional delegation. He would say and has said, if you follow his tweets and so forth, that he's not in favor of a shutdown. His concern is, though, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Congressman Harris is, of course, a doctor, and he's very critical of this reform law. He said it's a disaster that will cripple Maryland business and the Maryland economy. So his point is, let's use the leverage that we have, the power of the purse, to make changes to this law that he thinks is so bad. But you know, this is not an unusual thing. It seems so odd because we haven't seen it for 17 years. But since the beginning of our republic, Congress and the president have sort of tussled over this power of the purse. Because really, Congress has it, but the president is the one who spends the money, so to speak. It's grown more over the years, and it's taken different forms. But actually, in 1995, 96, the big one we remember with the Gingrich Revolution and so on, that ultimately it hurt the Republicans because of the bad image. But what it did was result by 1997 in a balanced budget. We actually, Clinton and the Republicans came together as a result of all. It was a good thing. So well, maybe that can happen again.
Well, it's also interesting, I think, in terms of the Maryland representation in Congress, is that you have Chris Van Hollen, one of the suburban Washington districts, who is one of the go-to spokesmen for Obama and for the Democrats.
Right. He's ranking a member of the Budget Committee. And, of course, we have Senator Mikulski is the chairman of the Appropriations Committee. We have some powerful folks. And their lament is, oh, my gosh, what are we doing? This is crazy. A lot of Maryland federal workers are being furloughed. They don't know whether they're going to be paid. It's from a Maryland point of view, it's not a happy thing.
Not at all. And I think it's got a lot of people really perplexed about what seems to be a kind of rampant and perhaps continuing dysfunction in our government.
Well, which has a lot to do with, I think, the reapportionment. We talked about this the other day. But there are so many members of Congress now, the vast majority, who are basically in safe seats. Congressman Harris is one of those. He only has to fear from the right of his own party. He doesn't have to worry about Democrats the way the lines are drawn. And that's true of the Democrats as well. So there's not a lot of reason for people to come together and make the tough decisions to compromise.
Karen, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.